Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording. It's 1:37 p.m. that is Pacific Summer Time. Today is April 8th. And South Korea's economy is increasingly moving towards a recession. And as the 11th largest economy in the world, it generally tends to be overlooked when people start to think about synchronized global economic expansion. Then Korea doesn't tend to be included in that moniker. But it's often a lead indicator for the rest of the world because they're such a large exporter of semiconductors and automotive, and particularly the automotive sector. So the fact that the Korean won is starting to weaken in here, that it, in fact, the dollar has very clear basic characteristics and is starting to firm from the region of the trend mean, suggests that the Korean won is potentially going to weaken from here. And that's against a background where it's been among the strongest currencies in the Asian region over the course of the last 18 months. So that's a change. But then we have to also consider that one of the reasons that German Bund yields have been negative is because manufacturing has been slow. And the fact that the yield is starting to come back up above zero now is supportive of the view that there's going to be some form of stimulus. You also have the fact that the French economy is slowing, that the Italian economy is now very close to recession, but its bond yields are continuing to compress, and people are looking on this as clearly suggestive that there is going to be additional monetary support from the ECB. Then we have the fact that the USA is, or the S&P 500 is right in the region of the peak from back in September and October, and there is obviously some potential for a pause of consolidation around this area, but there's no sign of it just yet. The NASDAQ 100 is also really quite firm and was up an additional 20 points in here today. Considering that the peak back on the 1st of October was at 7,700, well, we're only just over 100 points away from that level right now, which isn't very much on a 7,600 point index. Well, if we're getting slowing economies in parts of Asia, in the Eurozone, and then we had, for example, the number of hours worked by U.S. workers has declined, and manufacturing output has been slowing down in the USA. Well, everyone, therefore, is starting to come to the conclusion that China's stimulus is what is going to pull the global economy out of this slowdown. But the A-share index was in negative territory in here today. Now, it was off the lows, and it is short-term overbought. So I think there is a scope here for some pause of consolidation on the Chinese market. That's also, I think we can draw that conclusion based on the performance of the banking sector, which was well off its highs in here today. But that risk of consolidation is within the context of a market that has been rallying really very impressively. So I don't believe we're going to see much more than a pause and consolidation. The H-share index in Hong Kong was able to push up and out of its one-month range in here today, and that's beginning to reassert on the upside. And that's within the context also of a very long range. We need to go out beyond 10 years to see what the market looked like before it started ranging from the beginning of 2009. And it isn't quite halfway up through that range even yet. So there's additional potential here for the H-share index to do better than it already has done. But the two things that people are pricing in would apparently be that China's stimulus is going to persist, and we know that there has been a very concerted effort to excise the shadow banking sector from the economy over the course of the last 3 years, and that has now been achieved. So there is room for credit growth. Then you have the pricing in of an amicable conclusion to the trade war. Part of the reason that investors have been eager to price that in is because the Trump administration has been very clearly saying that great progress is being made at every opportunity in order to try and support the stock market. Again, in here today was Mexico, and the index has now pushed back above the trend mean. It is pushing back above the 45,000 level, and this is looking like a better scenario, particularly against the background where it had pulled back and lagged in the latter half of last year and the first couple of months of this year. So I think that is a noteworthy development, and the Mexican peso is back testing the dollar's sequence of higher reaction lows, and it was in additional positive territory in here today. So there are clearly some reasons for why Mexico should be doing better, not least because of trade with the US, but also that it is starting to recover from the election of a left-wing populist. So it might not be as bad as the market had been anticipating. Then, of course, we have a significant number of elections coming up in the next few months. The Indian market was in negative territory in here today. It's right in the region of the peak from back in September. We're getting some consolidation. That should help to unwind the short-term overbought condition. And I suspect that it is going to be a little bit of back and forth trading over the course of the next few weeks ahead of the election. Obviously, Narendra Modi is out campaigning hard to try and hold on to the BJP's absolute majority, which is a rarity in Indian politics. If he can continue to hold that majority after the election, that will be a very clear bullish catalyst, I suspect, for foreign investors coming back towards the market. And the Indian rupee was in negative territory in here today. I think the continued strength of the oil price will probably be a factor in that weakness, considering India is such a very large importer of oil. And if we stick with big importers of oil, then the Japanese yen has at least paused again from the 112 area. There has been a general process of unwinding of the sharp rally we saw right at the beginning of the year in thin trading. But so far, the 115 area has been a clear area of support for the yen over the course of the last 18 months, and it's really going to require a significant move above that level in order to really demonstrate that the Bank of Japan is eager to weaken it much beyond how much it has already weakened the currency. When we look at the Nikkei, it's right in the region of the trend mean. It has been lagging. It's been lagging in much the same way that Germany has. And the economy there in Japan is also slowing down. So that is a broad pattern that we're seeing right across the global economy. There has been an increasing number of signs that the global economy is slowing down. So this is the time where if central banks are going to start to lend assistance, then we should start to see it in the not too distant future. The recovery in commodity prices and in miners, the continued performance of the semiconductors index, and then the resurgence in interest in the biotech sector, well, that's all pointing towards the return to performance of highly cyclical sectors. And the housing market also fits into that bracket, not least because it benefits when you still have economic growth, but the central bank isn't willing to raise interest rates. And housing is still pushing on in a recovery, well, looks like a recovery candidate in both the USA and in the UK. So Then, of course, we have the fact that there is continued uncertainty about the outcome for Brexit. I really do think that if there's a deal going to be concluded, it is going to be membership in all but name, and that is assuming there's going to be a Brexit at all. The pound versus the euro is now right at the lower side of its range. If there is a further delay to the Brexit, will then there's a strong likelihood it is going to find support around the 115 area and start to bounce again. It does have first step above the base characteristics. Then when we look at the FTSE 250 index, well, it has been on a recovery scenario. It was up in a pretty impressive manner last week, and it was just a little softer in here this week. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.